1037 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right. It is 7:06 on this Monday, August 17th. Glad you're with us. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Another hot one today. It's all triple digits, Roger. It's going to be 100 every day this week. Well, I think 104 is supposed to be the highest. I think with the heat index, it would probably be about 110. So it is dangerous heat, hot out there. So,
yes.
So be very careful if you can. Hats off to all you folks out there that are in attics or on asphalt.
Roofs.
Roofs, you know.
Lawn ruining weather out there
it
right
is,
now.
It is. Just. There's nowhere to hide. Also, too, Keith Wetzel, I'm going to give him credit. He tipped me off to Frank Fletcher. Horse Roger won at Saratoga this weekend. I think it was QB Rocket, I think. We'll see if we can get a sound from that at some point. But congratulations to Frank. We're on the road if you just joined us. We're at Max Strength Fitness, the corner of Autumn and Canis. Right around the corner, Chris, I was telling Roger, probably around the best way to describe it, a block or so off from the Embassy Suites on Chennault. And then, you know, not far from Bowman. And, of course, you know where Canis is. And we've got the owner here hanging out with us, Brian. He's half of the power couple, Brian Perry. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm awesome this morning.
Susan is your wife. She's here as well. And also we have the founder of this franchise. And I'll say this four times and still probably get it wrong. Jeff Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski. We'll go with that.
Let's see if we can get that, Roger.
Tell me what you want.
There we go. Get that. Well, welcome to both of you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, this is an interesting concept. Now, Brian, you're an Arkansas guy. Jeff, you're a Cleveland guy.
Yeah.
And so this is most people look at it, it's like a personal fitness place to where you come in. But it's different than anything you ever heard. If you listen to the talking points, you guys on camera, no sweat. It's 67 degrees in there, and you promise no sweat. Only two workouts per week, 20 minutes a pop. And that gets results, you say. That's a different way of looking at it. And just, Jeff, you're the founder. Where did this whole concept come from?
Yeah, so it all created
pull that mic a little bit closer to your mouth.
Back in the day with Nautilus Corporation and Arthur Jones. So high-intensity, low-force exercise. So efficient, effective, and safe. That's our model. So it's been along for years. I've been doing this for 22 years up in Cleveland. And, yeah, it's efficient for sure.
Don't need music. Don't need mirrors.
No.
And so you're just efficient coming in here, and strength is the key.
Yeah.
This is what you're not talking about endurance, really. You're just talking about, and why is that important?
Yeah, because as we age, we all lose strength. We all lose muscle mass. You know, 3 to 5% after, you know, the age of 30, it's sarcopenia. So if you don't use it, you lose it.
What was the word again?
Sarcopenia.
You know that, Roger?
I sure do. You can get it at Cupid's. I think.
So as we age and we lose that strength, we lose our independence. And as we age, you know, we shouldn't have to succumb to that aging process. You know, our goal is to help people become strong, healthy, fit, and functional on their own terms. So they don't have to worry about doctor's visits, pills, things like that, so they can play with their grandchildren, hike, bike, swim into their 60s, 70s, in their golden years.
Two workouts per week is enough, according to your studies, at 20 minutes a pop to get results.
Yep. It's all about the efficiency of it. It's what's the least amount of time we can spend exercising and get the most profound result.
And you have a personal trainer with you, Brian, every step of the way, right?
Every second. They monitor you as you do. They design the workout just for you.
This is not a volume business where you have 500 members. This is less intimidating. It's really sort of geared towards us. I would say us older folks,
my friend.
That's right. What would you say that maybe the key demo? I mean, not that you would turn anybody away, but
anybody could do this style of strength training. But we tailor to the busy person, the busy people that want to get in, get out. They don't want to go to a traditional gym. They don't like the rah rah cheerleading, the music blaring, things like that. Like you said, it's temperature controlled, 67 degrees Fahrenheit. You don't sweat. We do that for efficiency, right? You're always one on one with your personal trainer, so you don't have to worry about it. You're in, out, back, your busy day.
Do you have a minimum commitment that you have to make or that you ask people to try to do?
Yeah, we have a 6, 12, and 18-month commitment that we ask them up front to commit to because it takes time to get results.
Yeah. And now, Brian, listen, you have been in the title business for those in Central Arkansas. You were raised in DeWitt. Is it DeWitt or DeWitt?
DeWitt. It depends on whether you're from. If you're from there, it's DeWitt.
Yeah, so a lot of people locally know you as somebody who was in the title business.
Correct.
You and your wife, Susan, both.
Yes.
And so you go from the title business to the fitness business.
Right.
That's a pretty good leap.
Well, you know, helping people is what we're about.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like I told you earlier, you're either getting screwed or sued in the title business, or in this business, now we can actually see results from people when they walk out the door.
Do you feel any pressure that you have to make sure your game, your fitness game, is on?
Absolutely.
Brian, have you been working out today?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what drew us to this franchise and with Jeff, is that it's about results. You know, it's about stuff that, for us, I'm 61, and it's for making me stronger, making me more healthy, and making me do the things that I should do every day that I could do when I was 30 that I can't do when I'm 60.
I love one of your sayings. It's when doctors prescribe you pills, we prescribe you exercise, which is pretty cool stuff. But it's just not normal when you see no sweat. You know, it's not your typical, you know, you're not running in 500 people in here. It's not allowed. It's just, it's really to have that one-on-one, and but you got to get results. I mean, I'm sure that's, and are you all over the country?
So we're in 20 different states. We'll have almost 100 franchises awarded by the end of this year. So
And you're a Cleveland guy?
Yep.
How about that? And how many in the South have you gotten? Is it a little bit different when you open it up, you know, in different regions of the country?
It's a little bit, but everybody, you know, look, everybody needs to be healthy, fit, and strong. So regardless of where we're at in the country, you know, everybody has the same need.
Well, the interesting thing about you is that you have a background. I was reading about you, a personal training. You're also a therapist. I mean, in strength and conditioning. I mean, you've got every certification. So you know your stuff.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I mean, my background is athletic training, sports medicine, physical therapy, so we take a very clinical approach. You know, we like to fix people, not break them, where a traditional trainer would either take orthopedic issues and turn them away. We can help hip replacements, knee replacements, frozen shoulders, cages, fusions of the spine, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis. You name it, any physical ailment, we can help them from a therapeutic perspective.
Before the show, Chris, we were talking about Nautilus, and you have a connection with a guy named Arthur Jones, who was the creator of Nautilus. And back for me, Roger, you know, when really, you know, had the Schwarzenegger and that Gold's Gym, but in the 70s, you know, he came out with this unique equipment, which was really ahead of its time. He's a different cat, but he was from DeLand, Florida.
Chris, Central Florida.
And so DeLand, Florida is where we had the state high school weightlifting meet. So I was very familiar with him. And if you went to a gym that had Nautilus, that was a cool thing back then.
Sure.
And so it's amazing that there's still a connection with him because he was a groundbreaker in that kind of
thing. Yeah, he's the forefather of high-intensity strength training, as we call it. First selectorized machine with a cam on it, which varies the varies the resistance.
Yeah.
So this is all the evolution from Arthur in his day.
He was a different cat, too. He had like an 18-foot crocodile. He had like a croc farm. He would provide these animals for these weird movies, like zombie movies.
Really?
Yeah, so he was a sort of a different kind of cat, but you can't argue with the things he was doing.
No, yeah, very eccentric, but at the end of the day, genius when it comes to exercise.
Yeah, it was funny. I was telling them, Chris, that when I got in the business, I got out of college, I graduated from Arkansas, came in here and opened up the Gold's Gym franchises, first one in Arkansas. The concept of personal training had not even started, Roger, is what you would do. You would usually assign, if you sold a membership, this is in the mid-80s, you would assign somebody, hey, you work with them, and that's it. And then I started seeing, people started seeing the opportunity, because it wasn't around at that time. Hey, I can make money off this. And so then the how this thing has grown in the different directions it's grown and the certifications, and it is a money making in a career in personal training.
It absolutely can be a career, for sure. That's what we tell all of our trainers. If you want to place and grow with inside of a business, Max Strength Fitness is a great way to do it, because traditional trainer, you're a glorified salesperson for the membership and things like that. This is not that.
Got to give credit to Roger Scott, who has he has gotten better with age. If you go back and look at Roger 10, 15 years ago. Sure. Roger's 20 pounds heavier back then. Yeah. Didn't have hardly any muscles.
Nope.
And I remember taking him in the first gym and we were working out. I was having him do, I think it was either triceps or maybe a lat pull downs. And he was sort of, he goes, I'm losing it! I'm losing it!
That was just the bar.
He was trying to keep his form. And now, look, he is a regular workout guy. And
I am.
I do think for everybody out there listening, especially as you get older, my mother's doing this because she believes in it. You know, strength is important as you get older, because you mentioned you're losing muscle mass, and the only way you do to counter that is through strength, you know, exercises.
Yeah, as they say, muscle is the organ of longevity, right? So, I mean, you address your muscular system and your strength, that gives you all of your independence as you age.
Well, I'd like to get Samantha involved, and I know there's a new store that's around the corner as well, but I want to get her to, because she doesn't go to the gym to do any of those things. Now, when you talk about what was the memory, whatever it was. I was telling Brian earlier today that after I got out of high school, I didn't do anything else athletic-wise. I stopped. I started working and that sort of thing. So I didn't stretch. I didn't do a lot of that stuff. So me trying to stretch now, when we were down in Florida and doing the morning yoga and stretching and all that, my body doesn't go a certain way because I never did it, so I can't get anything back. And I know with some of the things that you have here, you work on things like that, not tearing me down and bringing it back. But if there's some things that need that I can't do, you'll keep it static and have some sort of resistance that way.
Yeah, we can help in any, like I said, in any orthopedic movement pattern. So stretching flexibility comes with this style of strength training as well by going through a full range of motion on our machines. Our machines are very different than traditional exercise. They have very low friction, which helps us to lift the weights in about 6 to 10 seconds, and we lower them. We just want tension on the muscle the entire time.
Yeah. So again, you just, you know, not to get too much in the weeds as far as money goes, but you don't sell one or two visits. You're selling a package. So yep. When you come in here, they go, this is the package. You have to do that. You have to pay for it that way. Yep. And it's basically one-on-one training for
yeah.
that. I mean,
it's always one-on-one training. We prescribe exercise just like doctors prescribe medication. So we'll come in when you come in for the initial consultation, which is completely free and complimentary. We'll go through your medical history, any aches, pains, injuries, things like that. We'll talk about previous activities, what's worked, what hasn't. We'll talk about your goals. And then we will design a program based upon your goals and needs. And then we'll prescribe a package that works for you to get to those goals.
Most people don't want to get into pricing, you know. So do you usually just say, hey, call us and let us sort of tell you the different packages?
Yeah, I mean, the more you commit, the more you save. Our sessions will run anywhere between $70 per session up to $54. Most clients will pay on average around $60 per session.
Gotcha. There you go. Yeah. That will probably answer yep. part of it. Speaking of fitness, this Friday, Roger, we're going to be at the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship at the Little Rock Athletic Club. Mm-hmm. The best pickleball players in the state of Arkansas. You just had 600 of them doing pickleball in Gabbett. It's a senior pickleball championship. And that's a sport, although there's some injuries that occur because of that. But jeez. Pickleball is you're talking about our demographic yeah. and older. Yeah. It's become a fascinating explosion for a sport.
100%. So we always used to say we fix CrossFit injuries. We fix pickleball injuries now.
But no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to become active, functional, and independent and live life on their own terms and be able to play pickleball and other sports and things like that. So we love that that's taken off for sure. It's given our clientele another avenue to go and be and play recreational
sports. And that's the one. My wife is doing that. I mean, she started getting involved with pickleball a couple of months ago. So she's doing that. So I know that coming to a place like this and getting started and getting, you know, because it physically it's going to help you, but it helps your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, major.
Tons of research to support improvements in cognitive function from strength training, like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. We have a lot of clients that come to us as a modality for strength to help them with their ailments.
Yeah, I do need to say, too, because people probably could do in the math, these are 20-minute sessions, not an hour.
Nope.
You're really paying for a whole package. You're not just paying. I wouldn't look at it as one visit. I would look at it as... is you're doing this together to say you have a goal to be at the end of 6 months or whatever, and don't look at it as a one
right.
visit.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I can't put a price tag on the independence of your life and your functional ability.
Whoa, boom,
right?
You just dropped the mic there.
So,
whoa,
I mean, shut it down!
Yeah,
shut up, David. I mean, I can't. No, that's
true, though. Right?
It is true.
So, yeah, we're on average, for most personal trainers, are going to charge between $50 to $60 right. per hour, ask you to come 3-4 days a week. We save you time and money from that logistical perspective, but the results that you get in a fraction of the time, so you can go and do and play with your grandchildren, make money, run a business, do whatever you want to do. You know, our clients don't want to spend hours in the gym. They want to get in and get out and get
results. It is a commitment like that. I mean, when you go to the gym and you do that, I mean, you're going to spend an hour. Now, talking with Brian earlier, and Baz is an expert on this one without a doubt, you know, what you do at a gym, how long you're at the gym, how long you need to be at the gym, how many days a week do you go to the gym, all of those things, when you throw that in there, it's time consuming. So you want to make sure when you're at the gym that you're using, you're maximizing all the time that you're using.
Well, that's why this concept's different.
Yeah.
You know, we only want you for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make you sweat.
Yeah.
No loud music. And so it's a really fascinating concept. So,
it is.
We'll continue to talk about that. You can check them out online at Max, is right?
MaxStrengthFitness.com.
Exactly right. A couple things. Also this weekend, in addition to the Pickleball Championship, Best of the Best, I do want to thank Greg Hatcher and the Little Rock Athletic Club for them doing that. We'll be there Friday from 6 to 10. This Saturday night, Ella Langley sold out. 14,000. She is the hottest thing. You know, for the meet and greets, they're packed, they're sold out. I mean, she's been She's been the hottest thing out there. It's amazing how that. What first one was? You look like you love me. That was the first one.
Is that? I don't know.
The same guy that Justin Moore's been. What's his name?
Morgan Wallen.
No,
I'm throwing it out there. I have
Christian.
No,
who is the guy that Justin's been touring? The hottest guy out there now.
Riley Green.
Riley Green. Yeah. So Riley Green is the hottest dude out
same
there.
Same thing.
And then Ella Langley is the hottest girl out there. And their song together is what really put her on the map. And of course, she's going with. Now, ladies, this is just my opinion.
Okay.
I like the bangs to the. Listen, the bangs to the, you know, covering the forehead. Okay. Bangs. That's the old 1980s, 90s.
That's right.
Susan, I'm sorry, but.
Halter top.
That's what Ella Langley does. So,
right. Jessica, is she going to be getting bangs this weekend?
by the way, Hope is here, our salesperson who looks amazing. Happy birthday over the weekend, right?
Oh, happy birthday.
Also, it is De Niro's birthday today. Robert De Niro is 83. What is the movie that comes to mind to you guys when you think of Robert De Niro?
Oh, there's too many of them. I mean,
we haven't even mentioned. Somebody said Taxi Driver. Maybe we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Roger
yeah.
always does. What's the
looking at me?
You looking,
yeah,
looking at me?
Looking at me? Looking at me?
I haven't seen The Irishman. That's a new one that's come out. He's in that one, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. He plays Frank. What's his name? The he paints houses.
Sheeran.
What about
Sheeran?
Thank you.
What about the intern, Chris Kane?
The intern, Anne Hathaway in that
one?
Yeah, that's right.
I think Cape Fear is really an unknown, I mean, not a well-known role
it's
for
one
him.
One of my favorites.
Counselor.
Oh, yeah.
Counselor.
Great creep.
Now, you know, I've not seen Raging Bull. I've not seen that. I'm very disappointed.
Raging Bull's a classic. That's, I mean,
you should watch it. It's not a fun movie, but it's a good movie.
I haven't seen The Deer Hunter. That's
also not a fun movie, but a good movie.
No, not a fun movie.
Once Upon a Time in America.
Him and James Woods in that one. And then I didn't realize that James Woods had such a prominent role in that one. And then, of course, you know, he and James Woods are back together in Casino.
Yeah. And Untouchables, I think he was great as Al Capone there.
Midnight Run's one of my favorites.
It's
going to be on that one. Godfather 2, you can't beat that one. I mean, because he's so good.
Is that number one? Can you really say there, or Raging Bull? Didn't he win the Academy Award for Raging Bull?
He did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen that yet, but you just keep looking.
You know, you can't stop. I mean,
I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen this one. Where was another one?
It's almost typecast
for a
Scorsese movie.
Jackie Brown.
Yeah,
Ronan, I haven't seen Ronan.
Ronan's good.
You'd
like that.
As I told you, Christian has seen, it's like IMDb. He's like IMDb.
Yeah, I don't look at Ronan. I think I saw Ronan, and then
what about one of the best car chase scenes ever.
What about Killers of the Flower Moon with
very good.
It is.
Yeah.
You mentioned Grandpa earlier.
Dirty Grandpa. That's with the Jackass guy, right?
No, it's Zac Efron. You're thinking of Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, okay, very. You know, he does.
Let me ask you this.
He plays dirty. I mean, really.
Okay. Outside of, if you took out Godfather, you've got Goodfellas. You've got Casino.
Yeah.
You've got The Irishman. If you want to, what outside of Godfather? What is his best gangster role? Gangster in it, but he's not the gangster.
Yeah,
what do you think is his best role? You think it's Goodfellas?
Gangster.
Goodfellas is pretty darn good.
I think it's Goodfellas. Oh. Jimmy Conway.
It is really. He's so good. What does he say? Remember, that's the one where he goes. What do you mean he's gone? What do you mean he's gone? Right. That's the one where he goes with Pesci. Is that right?
That's Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember his buddy? He thinks he's finally going to get paid.
That's it. There's nothing we could do. That's it.
He's in the phone booth and he starts hitting the phone. He realizes.
What do you mean he's gone?
And then
he's gone.
Roger, you guys may not know. Jeff, you don't know. Is a trained actor.
I'm a trained actor.
He's been in movies. By the way, Matthew McConaughey was in town Friday.
Yeah.
I had a chance to go to that. The time was just off, but. Roger starred in a couple of movies, and one of his best deliveries
is
when...
Governor didn't come to that one.
Is when...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to pick on the lady governor, but...
Joe Pesci comes in, he thinks he's getting made, and he comes in, he opens the door, it's an empty garage, and what
you ready? Oh, no. Over. Done. And scene.
Then he has a bullet to the back of his head.
That's exactly
anyway,
right.
Anyway, so somebody said Meet the Fockers. You know, that was his... That was fun.
Yeah,
Circle of Trust.
It is a circle of trust.
Panama Red.
Panama Red.
The other line too in that one that
it lives on is, I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. And that, and he delivered that line perfectly.
Didn't they have like two or three of those?
There's a meet the parents.
They have a lot now. Yeah. They had one recently, in-laws.
Well, it was meet the parents was the first one, wasn't it?
Meet the children. Yeah. And then there's a new one coming out this fall, actually.
What?
So he's got the comedy. Analyze this, and that was a comedy, right? Yeah.
He's a gangster, but with Billy Crystal, it's almost like Sopranos because a dude goes to a therapist, and that's where he goes. You're good, Doc. You're good. No, I'm not. Whoop. Yes, you are.
Well, you can make the argument. Godfather's too. He was just so brilliant. Well, that whole
everybody concept, was
yeah,
in that one.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll take a break. Come back and continue our conversation. If you got any input, you want to talk about the Razorback at quarterback, that seems to be, you know, Ryan Silverfield said, not going to tell you guys. I know you guys wanted to see who the leading quarterback's going to be, the number one. We're not going to do it. He's just not going to do it. So it's sort of a distraction, but it'd be nice if you didn't have that dialogue going on, but it is what it is. Looked like the defense gave up too many big plays this weekend. That's not a good sign, but that's okay. Still early. It's only practice. Does school start for this week for college?
Oh, for college?
I know the high schools are all in.
Go to college anymore?
I know.
I really don't even know.
I don't either.
I think it's just a ruse.
They had rush, I think, over the weekend. Bid day was over the weekend.
Think about this. Yeah. Think if you were getting a check for $100,000 or you're getting paid. Do you care anything about geometry or accounting? No, you don't. It's just like...
Well,
you
should listen.
Jeff,
Is there any NIL for accounting students? Any NIL for the architectural school in Fayetteville? Probably. It might be. I don't know.
We are here at Max Strength Fitness. It's at the corner of Autumn and Canis. It's in the shopping center over here, right around the corner from Embassy Suites. And we're joined by Brian and Susan, who are the owners, and Jeff, who is the leader, the founder of this franchise. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball over the weekend, the White Sox swept the Tigers. Hagen Smith appeared in yesterday's game, getting the win as he went 1 2/3, getting a strikeout. In his 3 appearances in relief, he has 2 wins, 0 earned runs, and 7 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings. The White Sox are 5.5 games up in the AL Central now. On the other side of town, the Cubs dropped 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals. In Saturday's game, Cardinals rookie Joshua Baez made his debut and hit home runs in each of his first 3 at-bats. He finished 3-for-4 with 5 RBIs. He's the first player to hit 3 home runs in his first 3 at-bats in the majors in MLB history. And in a battle between the top 2 teams in the National League, Milwaukee took 3 out of 4 against the Dodgers this weekend. The Brewers now have a 3-game lead in the National League. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot, hot weather for today. 104 high temperature in Little Rock with a heat index around 110. Still in extreme heat warning this afternoon. Also, late today, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That's a 20% chance of rain this afternoon and going into this evening. Overnight, a low of 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Monday in the zone. It's another acre-free day with Phil Elson in studio. We'll talk to the voice of the Texas Longhorns, Craig Way, hand out some game balls and jock straps from the weekend in sports, check in on all things Razorback with the Red White Report thanks to UAMS Health Ortho Now, check in on the entertainment world thanks to Bell and Sword, and give away some tickets during birthday trivia thanks to Brewskis. All coming up Monday in the zone where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. 7. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
There's too many explosive plays, and I always say this on defense. We want to take the football away and not allow the explosive plays. I can live with if you guys come and say, well, Ryan, you guys won the game 12-9, but the defense gave up 500 yards. Cool. Great. Let them go up 600. If we can, all I care about is points allowed. Today, there's too many explosive plays. And part of that is we've got to be better with that. We can't allow the explosive plays because we don't want to get into those no matter what you look at it. We don't want to get in shootouts or any of those things. We got to play complimentary football.
That is Ryan Silverfield, who will be our first speaker at the Touchdown Club coming up on the 24th. What is today?
That is a week from today.
Next Monday, followed by Emmett Smith.
Yeah.
Who will be great. We'll have two sellouts right off the bat. So if you just joined the show, we've got Chris Kane here, brought to you by Trader Bills.
Yes. Time to get out on the water, isn't it?
He is also the president of Delta Solar. I asked if the heat, the extra heat, would mean more juice that you could suck up in your panel. It doesn't matter, right?
No. I'd rather have 75 and sunny. We get plenty of power at that. No need for 100.
Also, we're here at Max Strength Fitness at the corner of Autumn and Canis. But, Brian, I mean, they're just now getting ready to open. Brian and Susan Perry are the owners. Brian, you're getting ready to open. It's official today.
Today's go day. Yes, sir.
So what's the best way? Is it to go online or to call? What's the best way to get an appointment?
Go online, call, fill out the consultation form. We'll schedule you an appointment, bring you in, go through what hurts, what doesn't hurt, what your strengths, what your weaknesses are, and then design a workout for you right off the bat.
Yeah, this is a new deal for you and your wife. You guys have been in the title business for a long time. I mean, that is really, it's going from one thing. I mean, that's completely
opposite. Kind of an extreme. That's right.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm sure it's exciting for you. And I guess we can go ahead and mention, you know, you guys are working towards Saline County.
Saline County, we live in Saline County. That's our next stop. We'll be in Benton. We'll be our next studio coming probably next 6 months down the road. And Roger's our first client.
Right around the corner from Federal Credit Union.
The founder of the franchise, Jeff Tomaszewski. Is that right, Jeff?
That's correct.
I just want to ask every time I say it.
Nailed it.
He's got a Z in his name. I got two. But anyway, congratulations on your success, man. Your background, you know, where you come at this from a point of great knowledge, you know, as a physical therapist, personal trainer, strength and conditioning. You've done college sports. You've done a little bit of everything. I think that really makes a difference from a credibility standpoint.
Yeah, I like to think so. You know, being in athletic training, strength conditioning, physical therapy, sports medicine gives me all of that background, that knowledge that we can take and help people understand that when they walk through the door, they're going to be comfortable. We can help them with any orthopedic issue. They're typically intimidated to go into a traditional gym. They don't know what to do, how to do it. They want to make sure that they can do it and they'll be safe doing it. And we provide for that all the time.
It's maxstrengthfitness.com is the website if you want to check it out. And I guess you guys, are you 5 days a week, 7 days a week? What are you, bro?
We're 4.5, 5, because our workouts are tailored for 48 hours parts, so the muscle has time to rest during for 48 hours. So if you work out on Monday, you work out on Thursday. If you work out on Tuesday, you work out on Friday. And then we use Wednesday half days, Saturday half a days to move people in.
Got
to
give you credit. When I saw no sweat, we're not going to get no sweat. 67 degrees is what the thermostat's going to be set on. That's not the typical gym pitch. And this is not a gym, but just the fitness pitch. That's not what you normally hear.
Yeah, we do it from a physiological perspective. Think about it this way. If your car overheats, it doesn't run as well. Like, if I'm going to go and run today, like, it's going to be 100 plus. Like, am I going to run better at a 100-degree day or a 75-degree day? 75-degree day, right? So all the research shows our body stays as efficient as possible in a 67-degree Fahrenheit. We don't want you to sweat. When you start to sweat, you overheat the system. So we want to keep you as efficient as possible. And plus, the bonus, you can come in, train, wear whatever you want. You don't have to change in gym clothes, like street clothes, business clothes, in, out, back to your busy day.
I love title is as part of your corporation, Chief Life Transformer. Now that's
huge,
Roger.
That's huge.
I sometimes look at you and feel that way.
I know you do. Chief, I look at you as that.
But you do yours with comedy.
Yeah,
you do yours with comedy.
Oh, I said I was looking at you as being my chief.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you so much.
If you just joined the show, actress Hayden Panettiere, I'll probably butcher that. Dead at age 36. Don't know the details on it. Best known for Heroes in Nashville. That's a sad deal. She was in the other one, the sports movie, was Remember the Titans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As a little girl. I mean,
Coach's daughter. Yeah.
That's the.
She had a great presence in there. And yeah, that was with who was her dad? What was the actor's name?
I don't know the dad's
Denzel.
Name.
He did two. I know him from two other movies. Number one, he played a great scene as the dad. With Bruce Willis in Armageddon, you know, he comes back, you know, he's got the kid plays the kid there. And then he also played the bastard son of Kevin Costner in Yellowstone.
Is that right?
I think.
I don't know.
I think he went out and earmuffs kids offed himself.
Matthew McConaughey, also speaking of acting, was in town this weekend, Friday, for Filmland, and All Black. And and who was his buddy? What was the guy that he did the
Sarah Huckabee
with? No.
I'm sorry, Lady Gaga.
The Q&A.
Jeff
Nichols. Right?
Nichols.
Of course, did Mud. And if you haven't seen Mud, that is actually I like that.
I've never seen it.
What?
I think I went to the theater and didn't even watch
it. Is it some bitterness?
No, there's not bitterness.
because you should have been in there.
I shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be in there.
I shouldn't be.
Every movie in Arkansas.
You shouldn't even have these cameras on.
Every producer and director should be asking, is Roger available for our movie?
I need more reps is what I need. I need more reps. So let me just go ahead and say right now, and I apologize. I don't mean to keep picking on a lady governor like, because I sure don't need her to get any of the agencies in here looking at me for the state. So I'm just kidding, Madam Governor.
The also over the weekend, that was the 49th year of the passing of Elvis Presley.
So they say, probably pound for pound, the best looking man to ever walk the face of this earth.
One of the great things about social media, we're seeing all the videos.
I'm not afraid to say it.
All the videos of him. I mean, we didn't have this 20 years ago where you could see.
We still love Elvis right now. Yeah. They're not doing. Listen, there's Elvis impersonators all over the world. There's a few Elton Johns, but not that many.
You had the NFL action all over the map. You're a big Cleveland guy, Jeff. Looks like Deshaun Watson came out and hadn't really played in 2 years. Yeah. Looked pretty good. Of course, you got Deion's son still there.
Struggled a little up and down day.
Yeah, and then you had the Dallas Cowboys with the pickup of Von Miller, who at one time was the premier defensive player. So you have to say that's a pretty good pickup, right?
Late in his career, but
he might contribute. Yeah, also, the big news in baseball, you had a rookie that comes out, you know, and he does it at Wrigley Field. Three home runs, his first at bat. Just went blank on his name. It's
Baez.
Baez.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, as Roger mentioned, he goes 0-for-5 his next to play, which is okay.
Christian mentioned it. I just wanted to follow up on that just to see what he did. But he's already done it. He's achieving. He's going to go ahead and get out now.
The study's out. Most popular soda in every state. So what do you think, if you had to guess for Arkansas, what is our choice?
Is it a flavored soda?
No.
Okay, then I'll say Pepsi.
What do you say, Chris?
Coca-Cola.
Christian, what do you say?
To be different, I'll go Dr. Pepper.
Guys, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to say Mountain Dew.
What do you say?
I'd say Coke.
So what's crazy, Coca-Cola is only number one in three states.
Is it in Georgia?
I think one of them is Florida. Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be right? Georgia. Yeah, I think. Matter of fact, I've got the map here. Arkansas is actually Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It is actually, and it looks like Coke is Louisiana, Florida, and Georgia, Roger, because obviously it was founded there.
How about is that? Texas your Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper has 17 states, okay. Mostly, you know, from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas.
Dr. Pepper's good. Dr. Pepper's good.
Yeah, Jessica loves Dr. Pepper. I'm a little surprised at that. Pepper. Also, Disney had its D23 conference or whatever.
Showcase.
And of course, and it came out with the Avengers Doomsday. I'm going to tell you, I grew up a Marvel guy. I don't. You can come at me with all you want to. I don't like the fact that we've had all these years of getting to know and Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man. He can't turn around and be Dr. Doom.
Are you going to see his face? You don't see his face at all, do you?
Well, we know it. Why go there?
So they should have never said anything, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
he's a great actor.
Yeah,
he could play the role, but it's like the fact that you know that is going
to
ruin it.
Yeah. Why did I mean? But yeah, he's
doing
such a,
it to just bring back the people that have stopped watching since Endgame.
Yeah, I don't. Can we just try somebody different? Really? I mean, come on. We loved him. He's dead. Now you got to bring him back. Anyway, that was sort of disappointing. That a couple of birthdays, Roger. I want to throw out Davy Crockett.
Oh,
one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yes, big fan.
We mentioned De Niro was 83. How about Sean Penn? 66. When you think of Sean Penn, what do you think of? What do you
Fast Times Ridgemont
High? Fast Times Ridgemont
High. I just threw Spicoli. That's the first one that comes to mind.
Mystic River was a great one. Our buddy John Gruden is 63. He's our age, and we sent him a message. He was on the Hill yesterday. I don't know what he's doing up there.
I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe he's speaking to the team. Maybe. You know,
is he helping out the quarterbacks?
I don't know. Oh my gosh, let's play the clip.
Do we have that clip, Christian?
This is John Gruden.
Of him with rookies. I don't know. Did I send it to you?
It's Sims.
It's Chris Sims.
Let me see if I can find it.
Right, yeah, it is one of my favorite things because it shows you how sharp that Gruden is, and it shows you how in depth calls are in the NFL. And Chris Sims could not get it right.
Got it.
Okay, here we go.
You ready?
Yep.
Hold on, let me pull it down here. Here we go.
Let's go green right X.
Turn up a little bit.
Shift the Viper right.
Green right X.
Green right X. Shift the Viper right. 382X stick looky.
Here we go, guys. Green right X. Shift the Viper right. 382 Y stick looky. I'm one. X stick looky. I'm one.
Let's go scatter to west, right, tight, F left, 372 Y-stick Z-spot.
Here we go, scatter to west, right, tight, F left, 382 Y-stick Z-spot.
Christ, just go scatter to west, right, tight, F left, 372 Y-stick Z-spot.
Here we go, scatter, say it again.
Scatter to west, right, tight, F left, 372 Y-stick Z-spot.
Here we go, scatter to
west, right, tight.
Scatter to west, right, tight, F left.
372.
Y-stick Z-spot. Z-spot. I'm already...
Christ.
No. Huh? I'm the problem.
Making you nervous, aren't I?
No, I just couldn't spit it out.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so ridiculous.
I mean, it is fascinating to hear the levels of calls. And I remember from a personal example, I was calling the defenses in 1982 for the Blue Bonnet Bowl. I was starting as a sophomore with Billy Ray Smith, all those great players. And we had 75 hand signals that I had to look and see.
Wow.
And then what happens is you're calling defensive, like for the secondary, for linebackers, defensive line. And then the offense is running up to the line of scrimmage. Give me the call. Let's go. So you're having to rush. Shift right. I mean, it is an intense deal.
It's a very
chaos.
But that Gruden deal, it is one of my favorite.
Especially when he talks to him and goes, looky right. I mean, do you not get it? No, I don't.
He's thick. Looky right, and then the other
thing. FG spot. Looky right.
What's the one that he always talks about? Banana Y. He's
spider Y two banana. Yeah. I think something like that.
And then if you could just be as simple as Trey Schaap.
That's golfing your ball.
That's golfing your ball. Get out there and golf your ball.
Do you just think about this? He was out there. He was out there to be hired, and just nobody was willing to take the chance on him. Nobody. Which I think. Listen, when you were as bad as we were. I'm like, who cares? Roll the dice. Mm. It is what I get. It is what it is. But you don't. Could you imagine him and Cal on the same at the same college?
I would love to.
Coach Calipari and Gruden together. Oh my gosh. Anyway, again, maybe I, you know, I've already been criticized by some of those people at the Hill that I have an agenda really against Hunter Yurecek, and I'm not gonna go there. Still hoping this week that we can announce the gaping hole in the middle of the touchdown club lineup. That hopefully we can have that happen this week. And anyway, 661-1037. If you want to be a part of the show, we'll take a break, come back, and we're here hanging out at a really unique place, Max Strength Fitness. It's a concept we've never seen before. No sweat. And I love the fact your equipment is friction-free.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means, but we'll maybe let you tell us what that is when we come back. Don't go away. 7:45 here in Morning Mayhem.
Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holtz and Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Ready for a getaway? Donate blood with Our Blood Institute on Tuesday, August 18th at their mobile blood drives in Newport, Arkadelphia, or Malvern. Every donor will be entered for a chance to win an Arkansas getaway valued at $2,000, plus a $500 prize pack. You'll also receive a limited edition t-shirt and a theme park ticket of your choice. Save lives, and you could be on your way to your next adventure. Find the drive that's convenient for you at obi.org/events.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the overhead door home refresh rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50 count ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
How do you feel about the air inside your home? Is it as clean as you think it is? Air ducts can collect dust, pollen, pet dander, allergens that all circulate throughout your home. Yuck! You've trusted Rainbow Restoration to restore homes after water, fire, and mold damage. Now let them improve the air your family breathes with professional air duct cleaning. RainbowRestores.com. Mention you heard this and save $100 when you call. That's RainbowRestores.com. Restoring homes and helping families breathe easier.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball. Rooster Poot High School, everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
So good. Robert De Niro turns 83 today. That's him and Taxi Driver. One of his great roles of all time. Wrapping up things here with Chris Kane.
Hello.
Brought to you by Trader Bills. Chris, anything you need to share before you get out of here?
Yeah, our friends at Trader Bills just want to remind you that summer is far from over with these 100-degree days. Get out on the water is their slogan, and you can do that. Their Little Rock and Hot Springs stores, whether it's a Godfrey pontoon, a Taiga ski boat, or if you want to go fishing at any of the great lakes, river streams, or river or creeks around the state, whatever your body of water preference is, go see them for those Vexus Defender boats made in Arkansas, up in Flippin, Arkansas. So go check them out today. Little Rock and Hot Springs locations. Go see my friends at Trader Bills for the best gas, too. I know people who go to that one gas station at Trader Bill's in Hot Springs for 30 years, and they say best gas you're going to find anywhere in the state for your boat right there.
We're here at Max Strength Fitness. Come find out, Brian and Susan Perry are the owners, that Susan used to work for Frank Fletcher at Cheyenne Industries. And Frank said, yes, Susan is a great girl and a dear friend. So we got to give some love, too, for Frank, because his horse, QB Rocket, won at Saratoga this weekend.
You know,
Frank hasn't had a ton of winners, and he's put a lot of money into it, so it's always nice to see when he wins. Coming up, Bill Vickery, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. Coming up, he's down in Tampa. I bet you, but let me tell you why. Can you imagine how hot it is in the Keys? That, well, of course, who knows? It may be hotter easily from a temperature standpoint. Yeah. Humidity is just humid, yeah.
It's horrible down there. Ron from Pine Bluff says, at close range. Did you mention that as far as Sean Penn? That is an excellent movie. Christopher Walken's in that.
I don't know if it's based on a true story as well.
Sean Penn's in it. His brother Chris is in it. It may be an off Broadway, if you will, but it's a good movie.
Someone asked, by the way,
Will Patton.
Will Pat was the dad in Remember the Titans. Mm-hmm. We're here at Max Strength Fitness at the corner of Autumn and Canis. Today is the first opening day officially, so congratulations, Brian, to you and Susan. And Jeff, again, how many stores is this for you now?
We've got almost 70 across the country. This will be our 20th open.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Thank you. Somebody asked, and I know the answer, is this something Medicare covers?
No, unfortunately not. It's self-pay.
Yeah, my mother's listening. She is 81. And she said, I love this muscle building concept. It sounds tremendous even for 81-year-olds like me. Yeah. It's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. My oldest client in Cleveland's 99. So
I love that.
Wow, and your dad was here.
Put my 90-year-old dad through a workout. My 87-year-old mom both through a workout last week.
I think we are seeing
blood sugar lower than it's ever been the next day. Got off his walker. He's
So many years we felt like that, you know, this is bodybuilding and it's not for. And then we found out 10, 15 years, 20 years ago that, wait a minute, it's really important for longevity and safety to lift weights. Hell, you know, shouldn't do that. No, if you're at 85, you should be, because it helps you in everyday activities.
Yeah, everybody should be lifting weights. And in a sense, we're all bodybuilders, quote unquote, not like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But if we don't use it, we lose it. So we're losing that muscle. So we want to maintain and build that muscle. But that means build strength, and that means independence.
Do you want to give a shout out to Rebecca, who listens to all the shows, but she was on social media. And somebody was asking her about listening to another morning show.
Yes, I saw that.
And she said, no, I'm a 609er. I listen, and if I have my bell, it's in the car, I'll be ringing it. Yeah. Thank you so much for supporting everybody who listens to us. We know there are a lot of options. And we're really
Wally mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah, he's calling.
Thank you, Wally. Great article about what the Touchdown Club and what that he's going to be. He's not speaking.
Yeah, he's being sort of roasted and toasted,
which is great. Which will be fun to be there, and for everybody that stepped up to help out with him as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, again, if you want to know more about this whole concept of no sweat and friction free equipment and only two 20-minute workouts per week. You can go to maxstrengthfitness.com. And do you guys come in and do a walkthrough or a free? Do you do any of that stuff? Or what's
your opinion? It's a free initial consultation and demo workout. It takes about 45 minutes of your time. Go through your medical history, activity, talk through your goals. We'll prescribe a program just like doctors prescribe medication. We prescribe exercise, so it's all individualized and personalized. You're always one-on-one with a trainer. After that, it's 20 minutes twice a week. Back to your busy day. Don't break a sweat.
Awesome. Interesting background on Brian. You had both your parents were Methodist preachers.
Yes,
that is fascinating.
I was cursed.
Yes. So were they ministers before they got married, or were they?
No, my mother became ordained after they got married. After my father decided to retire, then she took up the church. And
you had no room for mess ups.
No,
you have no room.
But I messed up a lot.
You tried. Absolutely, you did. Absolutely.
Well, I wonder which would be the more difficult childhood, to be reared by a Baptist minister, a Methodist, a Catholic, or Pentecostal.
Well, you can't really be reared by a Catholic minister, you could. It's just they probably wouldn't be currently serving in the church.
Well, women, right? Are there some women? Or no? Is it not?
I mean, they changed. Yeah. They progressed, right? Yes.
Mm.
We don't know. We're Baptists.
Yeah.
We're unwashed.
Yeah, but yeah, I would. That has to be a fascinating upbringing.
But what'd you do in the church? Were you in the choir? What'd you have to do? You had to do something. Did you pick up the hymnals, put them back, get the little pencils?
I showed up every morning because I was made to come.
Darn right.
That's right.
That's right.
So you didn't have a choice. You went to church.
You did all right.
You did all right.
661-1037 is the number. I know we're getting a lot of comments on movies for Robert De Niro. You can keep sending those in. Somebody said Texas is Mr. Pibb for favorite drink. No, it's not. I mean,
Dr. Pepper's plants there for crying
I will
out loud.
Know.
In Waco.
Jessica, a lot of times, like you go to Waffle House, which I do quite a bit, they substitute Dr. Pepper with Mr. Pibb.
Sure.
I'm sure the answer is going to go, Jeff. What do you think about carbonated drinks? No.
I mean, look, I love me a good soda once in a while, pop, whatever you want to call it, maybe one a day. So I like to live my life. But, yeah, absolutely, at the end of the day, it's not the best, especially if it's, like, full sugar, right? But
Life. Jeff has 3% body fat.
Thank you very much.
Great. He's looking at us and going, wow, well, you guys need to be in here. Probably so. Listen, that guy right here, man, he is dedicated every day.
I'm on some medication that has zapped me from testosterone but put some estrogen in me, so I need to do a little bit more chest work. That's what I need to do. I mean, I'm telling you right now, Chris, I'm just telling you. I'm shaving. I'm going, what the hell? Now I want to shop at Ross Dresses for some reason. That's what I want to do. But I need to work on some of that is what I need to do. And again, for people our age, it's important talking to my cardiologist who's in my phone, Dr. Orsini. Hello, Doc, if you're listening. I was telling him about my workout routine, working at the gym and doing all that kind of stuff, and then doing push-ups as well. He said that's important for people our age to help you with what you're talking about, just doing that so you don't just start getting older and you start slumping, you know, and doing that like I'm working in a diamond mine or something like that. But it's important to continue to do those things, not just the physical part of it, but again, the mental part.
Yeah, mental part, but also cardiovascular perspective. You know, your muscular system drives your cardiovascular system. So if you make your muscles work harder, your heart and lungs have to work harder.
Okay.
We get a profound effect at the cardiovascular system from strength training.
Well, I will say this. One of the great joys for me, and I know we're going to a break here, was when I was in the fitness business, Gold Gym, is helping people get results. It's the greatest thing to see them have confidence. Wow. And you just see the way they move, the way they feel. That's a great gift.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, at the end of the day, we can sleep well at night knowing we're helping make a profound impact on the quality of people's lives.
All right. We'll continue to hang out here at Max Strength Fitness. We'll visit with Bill Vickery. We'll get you guys back on a little bit later, but appreciate you hanging out with us this past hour. Chris, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Trader Bills. Go see him. Little Rock and Hot Springs locations.
Yeah. All right. Get ready. You know what's coming today. Three digits. It's going to be a hottie. Don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Spring is almost over and the summer's coming. The days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of